Our podcast is kind of weird. It's just kind of a writing comedy podcast. We've been doing it for about 3 years, and we've never performed in a church before, and so there'll be no cussing on this episode. Or no, I'm kidding. I won't cuss though, because this is too weird for me. I grew up Pentecostal, so unless we're speaking in tongues, I'm not.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned 4 specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab.
Oh my God! Welcome! Welcome to Stab. Oh my goodness, welcome. Thank you guys for coming. All right, that's enough. Okay, no, thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes, okay. Thank you very much for answering that. Please welcome to the stage first, Danielle Mandela. Danielle Mandela. I can't.
Hello.
Can you hear me? You can. Okay. Then second, right in the middle, right in bitch. Oh, there it goes. Rosalina. Right here in the middle. And welcome to the stage, last but not least, that fine young gentleman to my left, almost to my right, on my right now, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones right there. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here. I don't have my iPad, so we're doing this manually. All right. So welcome to Stab in a Church. Here in Menlo Park. We're in the Bay Area, I presume. There are a lot of cars and big buildings on the way in. So thank you guys for coming and doing Stab here. This is an annual retreat. It's the Cystic Fibrosis Research Inc. retreat. Don't call it a camp.
Don't call it a camp.
Okay.
It hasn't been a camp for 20 years.
I won't. You yelled at me. So thank you. I hope this adds to your retreating. So thank you, guys. Danielle, how are you, Danielle?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right.
How's your soul here?
Ooh, yeah. This red carpet is very shining, isn't it? It's very... All right. I do like a stage, though, with a bunch of confessionals behind it, ladies. I don't know, or gentlemen, I don't know. Danielle, thank you for being here. I don't know if you guys, there's a lot of things you guys know Danielle, but I don't know if you knew this about Danielle. She's the 5th member of Smash Mouth. I don't know if you know that. She's the 5th Smashy. So thanks for being here, Danielle. Get your game on. All right. Standing next to her, Rosalina. Rosalina,
hello.
Welcome. Rosalina, what do you do? Why are you here? We've only met once.
I'm here because I find John Ross incredibly attractive.
You're wearing a ring.
I've been stalking him. He doesn't know though.
Oh my God. I had sex today. For the show.
He didn't know that either.
Since you've been here.
That's why we were late. I'm kidding. You're not so bad yourself, Rosalina. Confessional a little bit later. Guys, I don't know if you knew this about Rosalina. She's the heiress to a refried bean fortune. Man. Rosalina's refried bean fortune. So I'm here. What is happening?
Freebies in your goodie bags when you leave the retreat.
Let's change the subject to Jesse Jones. This is his 103rd show of doing this. 103.
Nobody,
look at that.
Nobody cares about
finally
that.
Getting the appreciation you demand. Jesse, thank you for being here.
Sure.
A little bit about me. me and Jesse have been friends for some time. Sometimes. And Jesse, I don't know if you knew this about him, but he is against spankings. He's against... Spankings. He'll make a good... who booed?
In certain situations.
It's a very horny crowd so far.
Adults do whatever they like.
Well, let's Do you guys want to play Stab now?
Yes.
Might as well. We're here.
Here we go. Like the lights should go down right on that part. This first segment is called This Was Today Once, Danielle Mandela. You're up first. On this date, 1868, French astronomer Pierre Jacin discovers helium. Also on this very date, 1988, G-Dragon, South Korean singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, and dancer was born. G-Dragon. G-Dragon. Or Gragon. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
The first thing I do every year is I take issue with the fact that anyone thinks they invented helium, which is one of the basic elements of life.
Wow.
This is going to take a long time. I may not know much about science, but I do know that Pierre Jacin is a classic 17th century French liar. All he did was see an extra ring on some picture of a planet, and he was like, huh, that's weird. And then he just walked away forever. It took two English dudes with a telescope and some fucking ambition to figure out what it actually was and give it a name.
Language. Okay, go ahead.
There's a confessional for later. The name helium in Greek means we still don't know what this is. We just named it. Then it took an Italian and two Swedes to figure out that we have the same thing here on Earth. And then it took two idiots from Kansas to dig a gas well, try to light it on fire just to celebrate all the digging, and then find out it wouldn't light because of helium. Which led to the invention of the war blimps that they used in World War II. So really, if we trace it back to Pierre Jacin, the French are responsible for World War II. So who did we even save? And this is like a lot of moral reckoning to happen for a holiday. It's exhausting. But if anything can lighten that load, it's K-pop party jams.
Yes.
So I pull out my phone and I watch the YouTube video of G-Dragon performing with Missy Elliott, neither one of them understanding the other one's lyrics, but communicating beautifully through the art of pop and lock. And it's so beautiful that it makes me cry thinking of how far we've come. And then about at this time, all my friends start arriving and I open up the Costco roasted Korean seaweed and the party starts.
Very good, Danielle. This was Today Once for Danielle Mandela. Rosalina, it's your turn.
Yes.
Wake up. Okay, on this date, 1919, the Anti-Cigarette League of America forms in Chicago, Illinois, 1919. Also on this very date, 1952, Patrick Swayze, American actor and dancer, was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned topics combined?
I celebrate the week of August 18th as I celebrate the week of August 18th as I do every year. I troll my local free newspaper for an 80s night, ideally one where ladies get free admission because I'm cheap. Dressed to the nines in my best neon Zubaz pants. Who had them? Anyone? Jelly shoes. He did. rubber bracelets and side ponytail. I make my way to the bar. Before going into the bar, I survey the area about 20 feet away from the door to see who is smoking. I stay there until I identify the right person, male or female, whose life I'm going to change that night. Once inside the club, I slather on my Cherry Smash Kissing Potion lip gloss, order a few wine coolers, and wait for Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind to play, my eye always on the prize. Once I hear my song, I approach my prey on the dance floor, drinking them in with my smoky dark eyes, my hips swaying and grinding rhythmically against them, the smell of my lip gloss and wine cooler breath always intoxicating, and I whisper to them, hey, let's get out of here. And they always follow. So we go back to my place, and I pop in my VHS tape of Dirty Dancing, and I turn the volume on really high. I let them smoke one last cigarette before we begin. I tie them down to my bed with my fringed scarves and cover their mouth with my terry cloth exercise headband. Once I have them sufficiently aroused and waiting for more, I lean over and whisper into their ear in my best Southside Chicago accent, tar the roads, not your lungs. You think smoking's cool? Then you're a fool. Cigarettes equal death. By the time Eric Carmen's hungry eyes comes on, you know the scene when Patrick Swayze and Lisa Nimi are teaching Jennifer Grey the thing, and it's kind of like lesbian, but kind of straight, and it's really sexy. By the time that happens, I get really jazzed up, and I grab my vintage copy of Coffin Nails Anti-Cigarette Magazine, and I spank my person with it while shouting, be a fighter, put down the lighter. Don't be a wacko, stop tobacco. I do this repeatedly, until they realize the error of their ways and they let me know that they have never felt this way before. I untie them, they take my hand and they seem to understand the urgency. They let me know that they've had the time of their life.
Very good, Rosalina. Very good. Oh, I wish I had Wi-Fi, because I would play this song that's loading. It's also a slideshow of Patrick Swayze. Hold on. Okay, that's enough. Okay. She's like the wind. Okay. Jesse Jones, yeah. It's your turn.
I have to change my Wi-Fi password now. Or just all of my passwords. That's too close. That's too close to the security of every account that I have online. It's not the same, but it's close.
Jesse, on this date, 1986, it was John Tesh's first appearance on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
This date. Also on this very date, 1909, Mayor of Tokyo, Yukio Ozaki, presents Washington, D.C. with 2,000 cherry trees, which President Taft decides to plant near the Potomac. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Oh, you know, John. I spent the day, as I imagine Mr. Tesh might well have himself, lounging in a ginger detox bubble bath. The otherworldly new age sonic masterworks of my favorite Constance Demby album filling the spaces betwixt myself and the universe. Now, I don't claim to know which Constance Demby album might be your favorite, John. I hesitate to even attempt to wager a guess. But to this day, mine is still Novus Magnificat. 30 years on, and I think you'll agree, it still holds up. And I float on these oral and actual waves, all the while enjoying cool, tantalizing, and generous sips from my tubside bottles of Trader Joe's cherry blossom wine. And of course, daydreaming. There was a time when the ethereal song of New Age musical stardom nearly swept me into its gossamer arms, absconding with me to a life of keys and imagination. I often wonder what might have been had I let myself be taken away by the smooth, synthesized temptress that is a life in New Age music. Would I, like so many of my contemporaries, been suffocated by addiction to flowy silk shirts and medical-grade black tar eucalyptus? Would my hands forever be clenched in gnarled claws from endlessly holding a single cord for hours on end, followed by long nights of tantric, full-body, deep-tissue erotic massages given to my throngs of early middle-aged groupies? Sure, I think to myself again. A thought I've often had, drifting off into a cherry blossom and ginger slumber. That life might have been magical. I might have brought joy and inner peace to so many wanting souls. But if I had, I might have become an insufferable New Age keyboarding douche. Whispering trite, insipid, pseudo-mystical nonsense through a wispy mustache and curtains of blow-dried locks. And I sigh and take another sip of crisp cherry blossom refreshment. And there, but for the grace of Yanni, go I.
Very good. This was Today Once. That brings us to the next segment called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym is FUCF. FUCF. Ah. Too bad we can't say what that means, being that we're in a church and all.
You guys can say
fornicate
it.
Fornicate UCF.
Fornicate UCF.
All right. Danielle, what does FUCF mean to you? What's your acronym for FUCF?
FUCF is the First Undercover Cuddle Foundation.
Ooh.
We exist for people who, for whatever reason, find themselves unable to cuddle openly in public. Maybe they weren't exposed to cuddles as a child and now they feel inadequate or undeserving of cuddles. Maybe they feel society would not approve of their decision to cuddle or the choice of cuddle buddy. Whatever the reason, we don't judge here at FUCF. Our mission is to provide a safe place in which everyone can feel comfortable to cuddle however and with whomever they please, without fear of prejudice or persecution. We feel so strongly about this here at FUCF that all cuddle supplies, from soft pillows to fluffy bunnies, are provided at no cost to you thanks to a generous grant from the Fiercely Unapologetic Contact Fund. Please remember to practice safe cuddling and always wear a snuggie.
Very good, Danielle. FUCF. Rosalina, what does FUCF mean to you?
Jumping off of Danny's, I just watched a little documentary about professional cuddlers. It's a job. This lady charges $50 an hour to cuddle people. Yeah.
Since we're unemployed now, maybe we should look into that.
We used to work together. We're both unemployed. Anyway, so FUCF is the Frugal Until Cabbage Fixation, a very rare psychiatric classification of OCD in which people live quite normal lives, but then sometime after the fourth physiological hormone change at around 28 years of age, they experience an insatiable fixation on cabbage. Obsessive compulsive behavior includes eating cabbage, cooking cabbage, touching cabbage, smelling cabbage, and buying cabbage-related kitsch, such as cabbage-shaped ceramic items, paintings, and mint-conditioned cabbage patch dolls.
Ooh.
Sufferers of this malady often go into debt, and the obsession rules their lives and their finances. Frugal until cabbage fixation. Watch out for those people.
Take a look. Very good, Rosalina. Cabbage. Jesse Jones.
Cabbage.
FUCF, what does that mean to you?
FUCF actually represents the exasperated sound made when someone you know unexpectedly shows up at your front door. Dude! Friends usually call first. I mean, who the hell just drops by somebody's place unannounced? Who does that? At least text me and let me know you're on your way. Give me half a fucking chance to get these mac and cheese pots soaking and get a candle burning so it smells less like a fresh jerk session here and more like a slightly black cherry scented jerk sesh. Oh, hey, I guess you finally had your burning question of just how many pairs of underwear can a single guy pile in one living room answered for you satisfactorily. It turns out it's 9. Even I didn't know that. They just lay there where they fell, and I never bothered to keep track, but now that you're here, it's all I can fucking see as I try to casually scoop them up behind me like you're not noticing every unskilled attempt at covert retrieval. Man, next time you do this, I'm just going to pretend I'm not here. I don't care if the windows are wide open and we're just staring directly at each other awkwardly. I will mouth the words, "I'm not here," on the other side of the glass, and you just better believe the me that isn't there when he tells you to fuck off away. I just know that I would never show up out of nowhere on your doorstep without giving you a chance to first clear out your pizza boxes and tuck your lotion politely out of sight. So you should damn well extend the same courtesy in the future. Fuck. Friends usually call first.
Very good. Very good. That lingered. This next segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches Of. In honor of the Playboy Mansion selling for a whopping $100 million this past month, please compose the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of Hugh Hefner's balls. If Hugh Hefner's balls could search Google, what would they search? We'll do one at a time and then cycle through. Danielle, number one, Hugh Hefner's balls.
Well, surprisingly, his balls are very independent thinkers with very vastly different things on their minds. So they decided to split their Google time.
Okay.
You'll be able to tell, I think, who. One's a little more liberal, the other one's a little more conservative. First search, how much does laser tattoo removal hurt?
All right. Rosalina.
What are the differences between ringworm and candida symptoms?
Along similar lines. First search, easy home remedy for chlorine lemoning. I'm not sure what chlorine lemoning is, but apparently his balls do.
Okay. Danielle is second of 5.
They switched places here.
Okay.
Can I still write off collagen injections as a business expense?
Commemorative scrotum bronzing and mounting.
Note taken. Bob?
Second. Easy home remedy for weeping taint.
All right. Three. Third of 5.
How much does it cost to change a tattoo that says hue to one that says blue?
This is too much for them. Okay.
Does the sweating caused by the vinyl seat of my hover around cause a pubic area yeast infection?
Oh, wow. I had yeast infection once. Go ahead, Jesse.
That's right.
No, my butthole. I got a yeast infection. All right, sorry. I forgot where... Again, go ahead, Jesse.
Sort of tracking. Easy home remedy for lagoon balloon.
All right.
Tell us more.
Do you want to do the...
He's got a lot of conditions.
Does he?
Hugh's balls, apparently. I wouldn't look any of these up because I'm not sure most of them exist. But inside the mansion...
What number are we on?
4.
Please. I wish it was the 5th. All right, Danielle, 4th or 5.
Risk versus reward of cutting out your business partner.
Who is the best scrotoplasty surgeon in the world?
Easy home remedy for human soupage.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And wrap it up, Danielle. 5th of 5.
All right. The one search that they both actually did. If you cut off the head of a snake, will 2 really grow back in its place?
Very good.
Can scrotum be hollowed out and made into a burial urn for human ashes?
That's
a good question. That is a good question. And finally... easy home remedy for grotto rot.
All right. That was the top 5 Google searches of Hugh Hefner's nutsack. This next category is called Department of Tourism. Congrats, everyone. You've been hired as the tourism director of the following cities. Please make us want to come to them. Danielle Mandela, you were given Cameltopia. Raza, you were given Salt Lick City, Salt Lick City. And Jesse Jones, you were given Medical Marijuanaton. So we're going to start with Danielle Mandela, Cameltopia.
Welcome to Cameltopia. We know you can see us. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We're not going anywhere, so get used to it. Listen, here's the deal. You can take it or leave it. We've been here a long time. A long time. You know how they say that over time, the mighty flow of a river can carve out a canyon a mile wide and just as deep? That's how long we've been here in Cameltopia. Sure, you may have heard that recently our mighty river has recently run dry due to extreme drought conditions. It's nothing we haven't experienced before. We can wait it out. In fact, our wet season is our busiest day of the year. That's right, it's one day. The same day every year in late December. We usually get the same crowd coming back. It's usually three nicer, older gentlemen who seem to have lost their way, each carrying a package. I didn't know we were going to be in a church when I wrote this one. Each carrying a package and looking for a ride, and we're happy to oblige. Same time every year. Lord knows why. Anyway, like I said, come on down to Hey, eyes up here. Come on down to Cameltopia. We may not be what you were looking for, but we'll get you where you're going.
Very good. Cameltopia. Daniel Mandela. I'm sorry, but this statue, it looks like he's like, oh, come on. Really? Really? Come
on. He's been there.
Cameltopia in my home. Okay. Raza. Salt Lick City. Salt Lick City.
Salt Lick City, where you don't need a passport to meet the friendliest people in the world. Boasting a modest year-round population of 60,000 people, Salt Lick is the little bitty city with a really great big heart. Every summer solstice, we welcome the season with Salt Lick's annual Tequila Fest. Park those cars overnight and walk through our bustling downtown, tasting the many different kinds of tequila from our local tequila distilleries. The festival's shot glasses are fashioned from huge pieces of raw salt, while local school children sell necklaces they've made from freshly cut lime wedges. Tequila shots on the go. It's a way of life in Salt Lake City. We've put September on the map. Join us every Labor Day for the great annual Salt Lake Festival, where contestants bring their cows to our downtown main square, and the cows use their tongues to shape salt licks into fanciful sculptures. Proceeds from the festival raise money for the Lithuanian Cystic Fibrosis Research Institute, based in our sister city of Druskininkai, Lithuania. Little known fact, Druskininkai translates as salt workers.
What?
Ah. Satisfy your salt tooth at the world famous Annabelle May's Salt Lick Cafe. In business since the early 70s, Annabelle May's is the only restaurant in America exclusively serving meals only from the 1971 Betty Crocker recipe card set. If you got a hankering for nostalgic high-sodium favorites like appetizer loaf, cold meat morsels, and salmon noodles ramenoff with a side of green beans bunwiches, look no further. Annabelle May's Salt Lake Cafe is the place for you. CFers eat half price on Wednesdays with a doctor's note.
Very good. Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. Jesse Jones, Medical Marijuanaton. Medical Marijuanaton.
Oh, hey. Come on in. Have a seat. That looked like it hurt. Say no more. Welcome to Medical Marijuanaton. Medical Marijuanaton is as much an actual place as it is a state of mind, but it's more of a place. So while you might have felt like you've been in Medical Marijuanaton for years now, nope, you just got here. Medical Marijuanaton has a rich and diverse history of sick-ass sativas, incredible indicas, and something hybrids. Medical Marijuanaton always has plenty of free parking, unless all the spots are full, in which case it doesn't. But you didn't come here to listen to me, probably. So let me show you around. Here you'll find medical marijuana. It's in this world-famous couch. Located in the scenic lobby of medical marijuana. Over here on the wall, you'll find some of our past and current residents. Platinum Ghost, sure. Sweet Island Skunk, you know it did. Granddaddy Perp, mm-hmm. For the science fiction fans, why not catch a double feature in our screening room with Skywalker OG Kush or Romulan Cotton Candy? Fucking use the force and beam me up, doobie. Take a trip around this great land of ours at our 50 Stanks cabinet. Alaskan Thunderfuck. Kentucky Durban. Louisiana Swamp Moss. Those are things. We have them, too. And don't forget our Independence Day deal on Danky Doodle. Stick an eighth in your pipe and call it Cusharoni. Medical marijuana, and it's just that easy. So get off your purple monkey balls and visit us, why don't you? Once you get here, you'll be saying, Yuckleberry Wow, and we'll say, yeah, we have that. And purple monkey balls, too. Want some?
That was Department of Tourism. And it also brings us to the final category of this first show. We do two episodes, so this is the first episode, the end here. This next segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem about it. All three of you are given three different topics to write erotic poems in regards to. Please have done that. It would be weird if you hadn't. Danielle, please have written an erotic poem about sushi rolls.
I sure did.
Great.
This is a found poem, so see me after the show for a link if you want to try out the recipe.
All right.
Lay on the rolling mat. Rough sides facing upwards. Get your hands wet. Get busy with sticky rice. Gently spread the ball. Fill the sheet. Can you fill this? Lay it down and roll tightly. Commence the sequence. Tighten it from above. Move from the ends to the center. Move forward closer to the edge. Keep it tight with every move. Pressure on the roll, all three sides at once. Be careful not to squeeze, especially on the stops. Keep the knife wet in between and cut.
Very good.
That was great.
Very good, Danielle. So that's the second time you've done a found poem.
I don't like to write.
The first one, no, it's good. The first one you did, what was it, on strep throat?
Tonsillitis.
Tonsillitis. And then you just read a WebMD thing and it was super hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Rosalina, please have written an erotic poem about the Unabomber.
Yes.
Timely.
My poem about the Unabomber is entitled My Anarcho Primitivist. I want you. I want you to carry me to your secret Montana plateau and hold me love captive in your man shack. I want you to eat your foraged bounty off my naked body. I will be your human platter. Eat your mulberries off my breasts, mushrooms from between my toes. Wild rabbit from my belly, wild carrot root from inside of me. Hide me away from the sad industrial world and take out your revenge on my body. Test your switches and 9-volt batteries in the moisture of my molten core. Erode my human freedom enchant me with your calloused hands and make me sing my love song for all our forest creatures to hear. Duct tape me to your floor mattress and etch your brilliant math into my thigh skin. Only you see me for who I am. Revolutionize me, teach me, hold me. I am forever yours.
Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones, he's written an erotic poem about the Constitution of the United States of America.
We the people, you, me, him, those two fly honeys over there. In order to form a more perfect union, your flesh, my flesh, joining together to become one mound of undulating flesh, wet and sticky with the delicious fluids of freedom, establish justice for that booty. Ensure domestic tranquility for that booty. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for that booty. Do ordain, and Sheila, and Rebecca, do Steve, and Doug, and Jennifer, and establish this Constitution for the United States of that booty.
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for Stabbers. Danielle Mandela. Right here.
Thank you.
Rosalina.
Thank you.
And Jesse Jones. One more time. We'll be right back with the next show. Coming right up.